Good evening, everyone. Got a little feedback here where I'm standing. My name is Stuart Mizell. I'm the pastor of Westminster Presbyterian Church, and I welcome all of you to this special service on Christmas Eve night. Thanks to see you all here, and I want to take this opportunity to invite you to our worship service tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. Yes, we are having services tomorrow. We would love for you to be here. It would be great to worship with you again, to celebrate Christ one more time, because he is worthy of that. Very worthy. Really, I hate calling this a sermon tonight. Those who come to this church know that my sermons are not usually 10 to 15 minutes. So it's hard for me to call this a sermon. So I really considered calling it a reflection. But then I thought somebody wouldn't know what I was talking about. So we're going to call it a sermon, but it's going to be really short. And I can still hear David Pritchard, who was sitting over there, saying, "I'll believe it when I hear it." But before I get into the sermon proper, there's a question I have for all of you. I would love you to answer this by you raising your hand, if this is true of you. Have any of you ever read the magazine The Atlantic? Okay, we've got about maybe six people. And the rest of you, don't worry. It's okay. I had never read The Atlantic before either, so it's okay. But I did come across an article in the March 2013 issue of The Atlantic entitled, "What Day Most Changed the Course of History?" And that drew my eye, and I thought, I'd like to find this out. I'd like to find out what day most changed the course of history, according to these experts. And there were some really good ones. There was the day the printing press was invented. That changed a lot. There was the day the microscope was invented. That has changed a lot of lives. There were days that know about a lot about, like the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776. We know a lot about that. And then there are days that we know very little about. Like one scholar said, the most important day that changed the course of history was the day the asteroid hit the Yucatan Peninsula and destroyed all of the dinosaurs. Which I found was really interesting, because scientists can't agree on whether that actually happened or not. So that was an interesting day. But my favorite answer by far of all of them was this, May 16th, 1983. May 16th, 1983. I'm sure all of you remember it if you were alive. Some of you weren't born in 83. I realize that now. Make me feel old. May 16th, 1983. You know what happened on that day? Michael Jackson performed on television and first did his moonwalk. And I'm thinking, I'm reading this article and I'm thinking, how did that change the course of history? I don't know. The author made an argument, but I don't think it really worked. So there were some good answers in that question, and there were some bad answers. But what I was most surprised by, the thing that really fascinated me, was that no one mentioned a day 2,000 years ago, give or take. Not one person asked in that article mentioned a day a baby was born. And there's really quite a story there, isn't there? I mean, the child's mother, Mary, wasn't married, but she was pregnant. Sounds a little bit like a scandal. Should have been on the front page of, you know, Bethlehem Times, right? Her fiancé, Joseph, was willing to marry her anyway, even though he knew the child wasn't his. They were, generally speaking, a very poor family. They lived in Nazareth, but because of a taxation registration put out by the big head himself, Caesar Augustus, had to travel probably around 70 miles by foot from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And once they arrived, poor Mary, she went into labor. And try as they might, they could not find a vacancy at the Bethlehem Inn. And so Josephine ended up somewhere much less comfortable. Now, we have traditions about they were in a stable with animals and that sort of thing. We really don't know if that's true or not. We don't know where they were. The only thing that we know for certain is that day, whenever it was, little baby Jesus was born. He was wrapped in whatever cloths they had around, and he was put down to sleep in an animal's feeding trough. When I tell the story that way, I sort of see why that might not make the nightly news. I can see why that wouldn't end up in the history books. It doesn't seem as exciting as an asteroid crashing into the Yucatan Peninsula. Doesn't even sound quite as exciting as Michael Jackson doing the moonwalk. And yet, I would argue that if we were going to say a day that truly changed the course of history as we know it, the day that Jesus was born would certainly be in the running, wouldn't it? And you don't even have to be a Christian to believe this. Maybe some of you are here tonight, you're not believers. And we're so thankful that you're here with us. And maybe you're thinking this whole Jesus thing, I don't get it. I've been there and I understand that. And that's okay. But we are glad that you're worshiping with us, that you're here with us tonight. And I hope as you hear what I'm about to say, you see why, even if you're not religious about it, you can see that the birth of Jesus really did change a lot of things in history. Did you know that 31% of today's world population calls themselves Christian? 31%. Now, we're not saying that whether they are or not. We're just saying that they identify as Christians. That is the highest percentage of any religion existing today. Did you know that the Bible, the book that tells us about Jesus, is the best-selling book in the entire world? It beats every other book hands down. It is the most widely distributed book in the entire world. And in the Western world, it is the most influential book because so many quotes, so many metaphors and analogies come from the Bible. And if you think about it, if you look back over the last 2,000 years of history, you'll see that Christians were the progenitors of institutions like hospitals, orphanages, universities. In fact, at this time of year, you hear a lot about the Salvation Army, founded by a Christian. The Red Cross, founded by a Christian. Habitat for Humanity, founded by Christians. Maybe you went to the Y today to get your exercise on. The Y was founded by Christians. And if you think about history in general, especially here in America, in Europe and in America, the abolition of slavery, which is an important part of our history, it got started because of Christians. So even if you're not religious, even if you don't believe in Jesus, you can see how the birth of Jesus really did have a ripple effect throughout history. Because these Christ followers, they looked at Jesus, they said, this is the kind of person he is, and I want to serve him, I want to be like him, and I'm going to do these things. Help the poor and sick. Look after people who are marginalized. Take care of people who can't take care of themselves. So you can see why, and you know, okay, I'm a pastor, and so of course I would think that the day that Jesus was born is one of the most important days of history. I'm supposed to say that. It's part of my job description. But I hope you can see just from that, that that would be one of the most important days. One of the days that we could say, in a certain sense, changed the course of history. But now I'm going to do something that both my logic professors and my seminary professors, my preaching professors, would tell me never to do. I have just made an argument that we should say that the day that changed the course of history was the day that Jesus was born. And now I'm going to argue against that. I'm not a flip-flopper. At least not on this issue. You see, the day that Aaron read about just a few minutes ago from Luke 2, the day when Mary and Joseph had this baby that was the Son of God, that day didn't change the course of history because it was the course of history. It was God's plan all along that Jesus would come into the world this way. The scriptures say in Galatians 4, when the fullness of time had come, in other words, when the right time had happened, God's plan went into action. The plan that He had planned, if you read in other places in Scripture, from the foundation of the world, before He even created the world, He had this in mind. And when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we, you and me, might receive adoption as sons, that we might be God's children. And then there's that passage that you all know, or most of you know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. You see, this Jesus, yes, He was a baby. Yes, He was lying in a manger. Yes, He was wrapped up in swaddling cloths. And He probably looked sweet and innocent and beautiful, as all babies do. But that baby grew up, and that baby died on a cross for sinners, for people who fail to live up to God's standard, for people like you and me. And then He rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven. And then one day He will return, and He will express all of the glory that He has to us in a visible way in a new heaven and a new earth, where there will be no more crying or pain, suffering or sorrow. So you see, Jesus didn't change the course of history. Jesus is the course of history. He is history itself, because history is, if you can borrow the pun that you've heard probably many a times, His story. It really is His story. Yes, Jesus made an impact on history, but Jesus did not change the course of history, because Jesus was the plan all along. God wanted to show His mercy and His grace and His love. He wanted to show all that to people like us. People who are struggling to make ends meet. People who can't figure out how to get up in the morning to get the work done that needs to be done. People who are wrestling with doubt and fear. People who are under a lot of stress and strain and can't figure out what to do with their life. people who are having marital problems, people who are having problems with their kids, people who are out of a job, people of all sorts and all kinds. God wanted to show His grace and His mercy and His love to those kinds of people. And He sent His Son to be born in the little town of Bethlehem to a virgin named Mary, so that we can celebrate who He is and what He does for us. So my encouragement to you is, whether you think Jesus changed the course of history or whether you don't, let's celebrate Jesus. Let's celebrate Christ. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is the hero of history. And my hope and my prayer for all of us here tonight is that you will see Him as your hero. And even more than that, that you will see Him as your goal for the course of your history. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for giving us the gift of Your Son. What a beautiful gift He is to us. And we do see that He is the true course of history. He is what we need. He is our all in all. And I pray that every person here tonight would see a glimpse of Your glory, a glimpse of who Jesus is, that they would taste and see that You really are good. And that by doing this, everyone would leave here with the joy of Jesus in their heart. Not necessarily the joy of presents and candles and decorations. All those things are good. But none of those things are Jesus. And so help us to celebrate You, to see Your worth, Your glory, and to be transformed by it, that our hearts are overwhelmed and overflowing with who You are, with Your goodness. And now help us, even as we prepare to take in this meal that You have prepared for us, would You help us to taste and see and feel and smell Your grace. We pray this in Your name, Jesus. Amen.